Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio. Confessions.
Now. this is a goodie, this one. Because I think the real moral of the story is you mustn't crap in somebody else's sly. You know what I mean? You mustn't go and hana there. You're not a child on Christmas Eve. And if you go looking for things, you're going to find things. And not necessarily bad things, but now you are burdened with this information. And what is a girl to do?
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jay Spoo. So, I accidentally found out that my partner of 9 years bought an engagement ring. I really don't want to tell him that I know because it'll obviously ruin the surprise. But I am nervous about our future. Not in a bad way, of course. But now that I know it's happening soon, I feel like I am losing my mind. Should I open up and tell him that I know? Or should I just suck it up and carry the secret and let it consume my entire being? I need your help.
Listen, I'm going to be that guy, right?
I love that you're not being dramatic about it.
We live in South Africa. South Africa, anything could happen. What if that ring is not meant for you? What if brother man is busy doing things on the side and kept that ring for that person and not for you and was just waiting to break up with you sometime soon?
So
what if?
So there is that.
What happened?
But also, it's just the way that the sentence is constructed. I accidentally found out that my partner of 9 years bought an engagement ring. Now, I don't know where you would accidentally stumble across this information. Could be bank statements. Could be bank SMSs. Could be that you were scratching in a drawer somewhere. But that's what happens when you go looking for something. Yeah, you're going to find something. Yeah. And now, as I said, the burden of this is, actually, she's ruined it for herself.
Yeah, hey?
So that's unfortunate. And I mean that genuinely. As someone who is always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Moment of silence, Stacey Norman. Felt that.
Hashtag unmarried. Anyway, it's also like the one thing that he gets to do.
Yeah.
So already you have taken that away from him.
It kind of sucks.
So just keep quiet. Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario is what Jay said, and that isn't even for you, babes. Yeah. And then you really, maybe that's when you open your mouth. But for now, I would just be quiet, and I would almost try to like initiate some kind of like self-appointed lobotomy. It's like, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. It was a fever dream. It didn't happen. Because you've ruined, you played yourself.
Okay,
you played yourself.
So that's what Stacey reckons. Pull a Stevie Wonder and unsee the whole thing. But if you had to put yourself in this girl's shoes, right, as the person listening, would you open up to him and say, hey, I saw this ring, what you gonna do about it?
Been together for 10,000 years.
Would you be on some, I'm gonna keep quiet and wait for him to do the things at the time he decides to?
Another 10,000 years.
What are your thoughts on this entire situation, right? Imagine this was you. 061-792-9495.
There's also the back part of this is, you know, because now it's becoming real. So you are no longer going to be just a girlfriend. You are now going to be a fiancé.
If that ring is meant for you.
Well, there's that. But also, she doesn't know she should tell him that she's found it. I would say, absolutely not. You shouldn't have been looking. You should not really know about it.
It's going to be a bit of a weird moment for him, to propose knowing that you knew.
But how disappointing. Yeah. You've proposed. Yeah. Nick, you've proposed.
Yeah.
Imagine if your respective wives were like, oh, by the way, I know that you've got a ring in your pocket.
Yeah.
Before you did deflating,
that
surely.
Killed a lot of the vibes.
Yeah, I would say zero vibes.
I reckon she must start like faking, practicing how to fake that surprise.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Baby.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Do that. At least give him something to hold on to. Because it is, I mean, if the ring is meant for you, it's a special moment. Give the guy something so that he feels like he did right by proposing the right way according to, the way that it's done.
How many gentlemen in KZN do you think are currently like going, wait a minute, I've been with this girl of mine a long time and I've also hidden a ring somewhere and whatever.
The maths.
It's like, wait. You're like that blonde lady in that maths meme. It's just like, wait.
Another thing that she could do is maybe start watching Ama rom-coms, just to drop hints that, she would say yes.
No, but I mean, if he's got the ring, he's probably planning a proposal at some point that, again, it's his moment.
And it could be years, hey?
She's waited 9. She can wait a couple couple more, apparently. But, he could strike at any time. And you're going to have to just, to Jay's point, work on your Academy Award-winning acceptance speech.
Girl, I said earlier, pull a Stevie Wonder, pretend as if you did not see anything there.
Yeah, that's just my best advice. Forget about it.
Let the guy have a moment so that you both can have a moment. Again, if the ring is meant for you. But KZN, we want to know what you think.
Keep coming back to
Jay
that.
Jay still thinks that the ring's not,
it's not for you, dude. It's not for you.
The side chick culture is strong in Mzansi. What do you think? Should she hold back? Should she tell them? Should she start dropping hints of excitement, rom-com movies? Write a note, hypothetical note, saying, hey, if you knew that somebody was...
You mean like she did now?
Yeah. Pretty much. Let us know.
Hi, Stacey and Jace Boo. My advice will be just keep quiet. Keep the secret. Pretend like you didn't see the ring because it will ruin the surprise, one. But also, what if the ring is not for you?
Guys.
It's meant for someone else.
It's Mike, everybody's favorite on tap. Who knows? He could have bought it on a friend's behalf. He could be keeping it for a friend to give to somebody else. Who knows?
Hi, this is Crescenta from Phoenix. I think she should just be quiet and pretend like she never saw anything.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Jessica. This confession is a rough one. So she should not tell him because this is supposed to be a surprise. What kind? You're not supposed to find it. However, use this time that you have before he asks the question to get your mind right, to get ready, to like embrace the future.
What would you do?
That's so hectic.
What would you do? What do you think she must do? Let us know. 061-792-9495. Maybe throw the ring away. So he can invest in another ring and then it can be a surprise.
I just want to draw everyone's attention to something because the devil's in the detail.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally found out that my partner of 9 years bought an engagement ring. She didn't find a ring. She found out that he bought an engagement ring. So I'm guessing it's probably a receipt or an SMS. And you have now decided to put 3 and 5 together and come up with one. How do you know that wasn't a chain for his mother for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
How do you know? She didn't find a ring in a ring box. She found out that he's bought an engagement ring. So how? And how do you accidentally find these things out? How do you, whoops-a-doodles, and now you know. How? I would like to know how.
But how do you know it's an engagement ring? Maybe it's a promise ring. Because these rings are the same.
Or maybe it's a nonsense ring. And just, it's going to poof. Abracadabra. Yeah,
gone.
Lady Gaga itself. Into thin air.
All right. We did ask you what you think. And you have many things to say.
It's Lee from PMP.
Hey, Lee.
I would just ask him about this ring because I can't live my life thinking I'm going to get engaged and then I end up getting dumped.
Hi, guys. Hey. Maggie here. Okay, if it was me, I will never be able to keep quiet. I will ask him, is that ring for me? And when are you planning to ask me? Let's make it special. Let's go to the beach. Let's do this, what. Let's make it special, although we both know about it.
Hi, Stacey J. Spoo. She should have just kept quiet from the start, not even asked for advice, because there is a bunch of people that are going to say things that are probably going to upset her, side chicks, and all of that.
Yep, Jay Spoo, you hit it on the nail. What you just explained happened to me, and the worst part of it is he was unemployed, and I was funding his lifestyle and inadvertently paying for someone else's engagement ring. So don't ever think it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
What? Of it is rough out here.
So you, wait, okay. Thank you to everybody.
Shout out.
Just to the lady at the end there. I just want to, just wait. We're going to get your traffic. Everybody wait.
Okay. We are waiting.
Wait, okay.
How long must we wait?
So what you are saying to me, I just want to get this clear. So what you're saying to me is that you were in relationship with a man.
Yes.
Who you were keeping afloat financially.
Unemployed.
Broke.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you also discovered an engagement ring.
Yes.
And it turned out that this broke man who you were keeping afloat financially
mm-hmm.
had managed to somehow parlay your hard-earned money into an engagement ring for somebody other than you.
Welcome to Mzansi.
Simonier,
we are one.
Stacey and Jay Spoo. We did manage to find someone who has found himself in a similar situation to our confessor today.
Accepting
he's the guy who bought the ring.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. So, this actually happened to me, my wife of 13 years now. She found the ring all those years ago, and I came home from work one day, and she was sitting with the ring, and she gave it to me, and she was going to get a call from her mom from Australia, and she turned around and said to me, listen, are you going to ask me to marry you or not? Just before my mom phones. And yeah, married for 13 years now.
Happy Thanks, ending. Guys. Shout out, at least. But the other story is giving me a headache as well.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.